The reading this morning is taken from a book by Conrad Wright entitled Walking Together. The minister's primary relationship to the particular church is as an equal covenanted member. The special status of the minister of the congregation rests on this primary relationship. Not so in other traditions. In Presbyterianism, for example, the minister's membership is in the presbyteria, not in the local church he or she serves. By emphasizing that the minister is in the first place a member of the church, like all other members, the basis is laid for democratic leadership. The minister in a liberal church is not there to hold the keys to the kingdom of heaven by admitting to the Lord's table only those found worthy, as in churches that seriously accept a sacramental theology. Nor is he or she there to instruct the people in truths that the ordained clergy are particularly competent to expound, as in many confessional churches. He or she is there to live and learn and grow with the congregation. By virtue of special training and experience, the minister's word and example carry weight and earn the right to exercise leadership. That leadership may well make the difference between growth and decay for a church. But it is a possession of skill and democratic leadership more than the adherence to a liberal ideology that is the mark of a true minister of a liberal church.